Down here, so. I'd like to first, a lot of faces, give us a quick introductions around the table. Dr. G, if you could start us out.
I'd be happy to. I'm Dr. Geppinger, and I just got to meet with your two newest members. The rest of you I've known for many, many years. And I will be glad to kind of introduce Midwestern University and talk a little bit about where we are in a few minutes. But if I want to introduce the team, why don't we go right to Mr. Goss?
Greg Goss, Senior Vice President and CFO of the University.
Me too?
Sure.
Bill Wilder.
Bill, everybody loves you. You best introduce yourself.
Counsel to the IDA.
Bob Holmes, IDA.
Mac McKenna, IDA.
I'm John Catledge, and I haven't met our two members yet, so you might not know that.
Oh. Alan, Lisa.
Pleasure.
Jesse Peterson, City of Glendale Economic Development.
John Fries, Riley Carlock, Counsel to the Issuer.
Barb McLeod, Vice President, General Counsel, Midwestern.
Steve Johnson, SJ Advisors, Financial Advisor to the University.
Greg McCoyne, Director of Finance for Midwestern.
Matt Sweeney, I'm the Controller for Midwestern.
Nick West, Piper Sandler.
Nick Dodd with Piper Sandler, we're the underwriter of the bonds.
Dean Malone, Vice President of Finance for the University.
Ellen Berta, IDA.
Lisa Maestas, IDA.
Thank you.
We talk a little bit about Midwestern?
Sure.
Good. First off, we love having all of you here, and we love feeding people, so if you haven't grabbed food, please do. The University, Greg is going to talk to you in detail about the bonds and what we're trying to do, but I thought I'd just give you a quick oversight about some of our programs and what we are doing. First off, on this campus, every program filled to capacity, which is wonderful. And that includes everything from our medical school to dental school to optometry to the vet program. Just interesting to note, the vet program ended up with 129 students. We only had planned on about 110, but we went way over because the number of applications we have for vet medicine is just off the charts. All of our College of Health Science with all the various programs there have filled to capacity. If you've got a granddaughter or a child who wants to be a PA, don't mention it to me because they've got 3,000 applications for 90 seats and it's very tough to get in most of our programs. But I will tell you that it's been a really good year for us. The board scores are coming in extremely strong and they're passing at about 100%. In fact, I have three reports this week where our students are passing their boards upon graduation at 100%. So that's fantastic for us. One of the things I'm probably proudest of is our loan default rate is one of the lowest, if not the lowest in the country. And I attribute that to the fact that our students are getting jobs, getting residencies, they're paying back their debt. We have all these strategies to teach them how to borrow money and how to pay it back. And so I can tell you that we just continue to really expand what we're doing. The building programs on this campus, if you came by, the therapy building is almost ready to be opened. And that therapy building, we are moving some of the therapies we already offer in the multi-specialty into the new building. So in the new building, we are going to have physical therapy, occupational therapy, vision science, and I'll talk about that in a minute. We're going to bring over our speech-language pathology back into that building. We're going to bring our big clinical psychology unit into that building. And then we have a floor that's really going to provide offices for the business services and other groups. So that building is scheduled to be turned over to us, if the city can get through inspections, by January 31st. I can tell you on this side of campus, we call that our clinical campus, and on this side is more the academic campus. This is the side of the campus where a student would come for their first 2 years of pure didactic work in labs and in classes before they see patients on the other side of the street. And on this side of the campus, we are opening up a new science hall that's for our College of Graduate Studies and new classrooms, and that's scheduled to be turned over to us by the end of February. So that's pretty exciting. New buildings coming up. We're building a new shipping and receiving building to move our mail room and other things to back to the other side of campus so we don't have trucks driving through campus, which has always been a concern of mine. And we are also, we finished another floor of the parking deck, and we're looking at a number of other major renovations on campus. So a lot of things are happening on this campus. It's kind of an exciting time for us, if you want to know. New programs. We just got approved today for offering our Master's of Public Health. We are offering a Master's in Precision Medicine. We are offering a Master's in Genetic Counseling. And we are looking very seriously at starting a couple Doctorate of Nursing programs in the next year. So we've got lots of new programs. Anything that fits our mission. We're a not-for-profit. We're only healthcare. So, you know, unfortunately, Barb, we're never going to start a law school. We're never going to do a business school. but anything that really fits the healthcare mission, and including some of these new master programs that are coming out, they really are going to have a huge impact on the way we teach and deliver medicine in the future. So it's a very good time for us. It really is. Our vet school, everything, by the way, I knock on wood, everything on this campus that can be fully accredited is fully accredited. So that's a very big thing for us. The new master programs don't have a formal accreditation bureau for the most part, but all of the major programs like pharmacy and all of the healthcare, they have a very formal accreditation process, many of which you can't get accredited until you're ready to graduate your first class. And they come back every year to inspect to see how we're doing. So, and we've done extremely well in that area. So I always open up this meeting, if Bob doesn't mind, to any question any of you may have about the university. And if not, after we go through what we're asking of the IDA, if you want to then have just a general discussion, I'm more than happy to have a discussion with any of you about any questions you may have.
Okay.
Yes.
Where do student loans come from these days?
Well, there's a couple things. We have the student loans. There's a history, the IDA knows of this. At one time, we had a school as lender program,
right,
which was very effective, and then we lost that when the Affordable Health Care Act came in and they swept that back to the federal government. So our students can get federal loans through the federal government, and we facilitate them applying for and getting their loans. We also have done some very, I think, very interesting and very effective loan programs internally, where we actually have a foundation, and we will loan our students money from our foundation, especially the third and fourth years. We loan them at no origination fees, which is huge, and we loan them at a rate less than the federal rate. And so many of our students really want to apply for and get our loans because it's a great benefit for them. The interesting thing, and my loan expert is sitting at the end of the table there, but the most interesting thing to me is when we did all the modeling of, you know, using our foundation money to loan to students, we had the modeling of when we thought they'd pay them back. And the one thing we were wrong about is they're paying them back much faster than we thought, which right. It's good, but it didn't, you know, we didn't expect the payback to be as quick as it is.
I have a few more questions, but I'll hold those to the end.
Okay, that'd be fine. And I'll take any question. And, you know, I do regular town halls on campus, and I ask any faculty or staff, ask me anything. Just ask me anything. I'll try to answer if I can.
Good. Thank you.
I was going to say, too, I assume she said their default rate was almost 0%. For the foundation loans, it was 0%. That's fantastic.
And our foundation,
that's the best you can do.
And our foundation is rated as AAA.
Right.
Okay, shall I move on?
Please.
Thank you.
Start in.
Okay, our first item on the agenda is going to be the approval of the minutes. I hope you all got some, were able to look at them. Any questions, concerns? All move, we approve the minutes.
Second.
Max seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Anybody against? Opposed? Motion passes. Okay.
I really feel awkward voting in favor of that when I wasn't here.
Fair enough. You can abstain.
So I'll abstain.
Okay. Our next item is the adoption of a resolution approving the issuance of not to exceed $63 million of authorities revenue for refunding bonds at Western University Series 2020. You guys got all the papers on this. Do you have any questions regarding this?
Can I make one observation?
Please.
We started with a, you know, 150 $9 million of debt in 2010, paid that down to some degree in the whole thing. Midwestern is contributing $63 million to further pay down the debt, and your refunding will just be covering the remaining approximately $63 million, and I'm using approximate figures. But it's a, if you're in this kind of business as we are, you won't see people paying down $63 million of debt very often. But we have reviewed the documents. They're all before you here. Everything's in substantially final form. We're very comfortable recommending the adoption of the resolution, and the resolution was included in your board packages.
You guys have any?
I move for approval.
Alan seconds. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes.
Could I ask you, Greg, would you mind making a comment on the balance sheet and income statement for 2020? Just kind of give us up to date.
For the current year?
Yeah, how things went.
Sure. We're having a very, as Dr. G mentioned, we're having a very good year. We're a little over midway through the year. You know, we will be most likely end up in June 30th, I would say somewhere around $800 million of cash investments, depending on how the markets do between now and then. We crossed over a couple of years ago the 2-to-1 ratio of cash and investments to debt, and that allowed us to get a rating improvement from Fitch from single A plus to double A minus, so we're very, very thrilled about that. On the income statement side, we're exceeding budget, you know, call it $20 million on the bottom line year to date, so very strong year. Probably the most important number I can share with you is our cash flow from operations, and it's been running anywhere from 150 to 160 million over the last couple of years, and I suspect we'll be right in that range as well. So we're throwing off a significant amount of cash, which has allowed us, may I say parenthetically, much to the chagrin of our investment bankers, has allowed us to build our facilities for cash.
That's right.
And so, but that doesn't preclude us from at times looking at opportunities in the market. And the next item we'll talk about, we're going to talk about on the 2013s is an example where our underlying cost of that issue is relative. Let's say it's 230, 220, as it was the recent, I think, raised with the bank. Well, we're investing and getting about 177 interest in the money market. So our net cost on that's about a third of 1%, about 33 basis points. So why would you pay that kind of stuff off? So it's a, you know, we're trying to be strategic and look at where do we have some high coupon rate debt, but where are there other opportunities for us to minimize but yet retain liquidity on the balance sheet, minimize costs. So that's kind of where I think we're going to end up with another very, very strong year, and very thankful for that. It's a long way from 95, Bill.
We appreciate your strength, and we do want you to come back.
Yeah, and so does Nick.
The second resolution, Bill, give us a little background if you would mind, or wanted to give us this, okay, this a different sort of
animal. I've asked Greg to chime in on it too. I wrote you all a letter on December 30th, and this has to do with the 2013 bonds. And those were issued in 2013 in three different series, A, B, and C. $30 million of A's, $48 million plus of B's, and 27.9 of C's, using round figures here. These bonds are purchased by J.P. Morgan Chase. And that, it's really akin to a bank loan, and I've said that in the letter to you. It's there. And if you've dealt with banks on loans before, you're quite familiar with the fact that a lot of negotiation goes into structuring that loan and the manner in which the payment of the interest is made, calculated, and how you go about this. All of this was tied to LIBOR, which was pretty much the world standard, except that LIBOR is disappearing. leaving a lot of people scrambling for alternatives and doing different things. And Midwestern University has been negotiating with a subsidiary of J.P. Morgan Chase that now holds all of the bonds. The A bonds have been paid off, so we only have the B and the C. And I went through this drill once already in 2016 or 17. I don't know which year it was. I can't remember it. But we had three supplemental trust indentures at that time for the A, B, and C bonds. The A's are gone, so we're not worrying about them now, but they're back to the table negotiating, and as a result, you've been able to achieve a very beneficial interest rate, I gather.
Yes.
And you might comment on the savings to the university as a
sure.
result. Of
yeah, I'd be happy to. Actually, the C's are gone.
Oh, the C's are gone. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. C's, the C's are, yeah, no problem. The C's are gone. Those were paid off.
So we got the A's and the B's.
The A's and the B's. The C's were paid off in June of 18. The B's and C's are left, and with the help of Steve Johnson, we were able to negotiate a lower spread to the index. And we had been paying 70 basis points at 79% of LIBOR. The 79% of LIBOR will remain, and I think we're going down to 49 basis points. So that savings right there, according to Steve, we've got about $2 million of savings on that transaction over the remaining life of the bonds. So it's great, and it's basically a paperwork deal. We're not reselling bonds. All we're doing is renegotiating the terms of the bond with the bank, who's the sole owner of the bonds. What this caused was what bond counsel at Chapman has called a technical reissuance. It's not a problem, it happens all the time, but we've got to jump through the hoops of having it run through the IDA and get the necessary approvals, and I'm sure that there'll be some paperwork that Dr. G will have to sign eventually that'll percolate to the top. And we'll have a simple over-the-phone closing, and away we go, and we save some money. So we would appreciate your support and happy to take any questions that you might have.
And the resolution that's before you provides for second supplemental trust indentures. The first supplemental indenture has been prepared. The second will be identical, except it will have a different reference as to the series of bonds. And this is the same drill, as I said, you went through back in 16 or 17 for the 13s. We find it all in order and recommend adoption of the resolution.
So, Greg, again, along the lines of security, best I can tell from going back through the paperwork that the original issuance of these 2013 bonds, security involved a master trust indenture and a letter of credit, unless I read that wrong.
Yeah, there's no LC left. There's no LC anymore. The only security that the bank or any of our bondholders have in the university is the provisions under the master indenture.
Oh, so I must have looked at the wrong piece of paper? The situation has changed, or it's changing now because of this work?
No, it's not changing now. I don't know when we dropped the LC requirement, but
In 2013, the C's refunded the 08s.
Right.
That had a letter of credit at
back
that
in
time.
The 08s did.
Oh, okay. So it's by that relationship that it was mentioned, a letter of credit and the security for it.
Potentially.
And Steve, what can you add to it?
I would just add that the B's refunded the 11s. So the 08s and the 11s had low C's. In 2013, those were eliminated when J.P. Morgan purchased the bonds directly. There was no longer a need for that credit enhancement.
Okay. Clarity. Thank you.
This is about as covenant light as you're going to get.
Need a motion?
Move for approval as presented.
I'll second it. Okay, I'll vote for.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes. Very good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate
very, very
your support.
Much.
Congrats. Good work. I mean, it's pretty easy one. Appreciate that.
We appreciate you coming to campus to do it.
No, thanks for having us. We got a couple of little things real quick for us to wrap up. That's okay with you guys. We have...
Would you like us to step up?
No, not at all. We have a little financial report, but Miles, our treasurer, is not here. but I've got four from him, so if I could pass these to John. You and John have a copy?
Sure. John?
Not a whole lot of activities, you can see. We received a $3,500 application fee from Midwestern, and we paid one check out to Helping Hands. And as far as a little bit of interest on our money market account, we'll get that next time, just as usual. Any questions on this? I have Miles answer them. It's pretty straightforward. Move to accept.
Accept.
Second.
Okay. Move. All four? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Nay. Motion passes. Thank you. And we also have a bill from Riley Carlock and Applewhite for their services rendered. I looked at it. I move we pass it. Unless you have a, I'll go ahead. Any questions on that? I'll move to we pay Riley Carlock.
Second.
That's nice of you. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I would. All four, say aye.
Aye.
Again.
Who seconded it?
I did.
And John did. Okay. Now, anybody have any other items or news you want to present? Anything else?
I did go to the Helping Hands for Single Moms event on December 7th.
Terrific.
Oh, nice.
To represent.
That's a good.
This was quite interesting. Yeah. I mean, the stories, you know, it was a continuation from the meeting. Since then, I'm going to help their mentoring program.
Terrific.
With women going into the IT field, since it's one of my backgrounds as well. So very interesting, very good group, very big turnout. You know, I've spoken to Chris several times, the director of Helping Hands for Single Moms. And so I'm moving forward to help them as well in between here to work on this mentoring program for women in the IT field.
Yeah. Appreciate
for those of you who don't know, the IDA funds some tuition scholarships to the Glendale Community College predominantly for single moms that are Glendale residents under a program they have. And done this both for the last few years, you know, within reason.
They do a lot with what they have. It's a nice program.
One of the interesting things that Helping Hands for Single Moms does, and one of the biggest issues is when you have a single mom, particularly in Arizona with the hot weather, is a car breakdown.
Right.
And this organization keeps the cars running.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like a big deal, but it's a big deal, you know.
Got some auto shops around the valley, yeah. Around the city that'll fix the cars for women. Yeah.
And they donated four cars to women that they had fixed up. So
just an S-Tara in Peoria donated a car.
Yeah, it was four of them, which was really great. And I'm also offering them IT services.
Terrific.
Because again, everybody's on computers.
Some of these people hadn't finished high school yet. Mm-hmm. Went and got their GED, went on and got nursing degrees or physician's assistant degrees and things, whatever they were offered at community college, and I've got good paying jobs and they're doing well, and they'll come in and tell you about it.
That's great. Good. That's wonderful.
I've got some skin in the game and report to us. It's a great group.
It's a nice thing.
Yeah. Wonderful. Anything else from you guys?
No, sir.
Why don't you adjourn the meeting?
Why don't I move to adjourn the meeting?
Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for coming.
And Alan, you've got great questions for me. You've heard.
Well, I didn't want to bore everyone. It's really back to student loans because I watched a television show recently because I was a document, but it said